Just to clarify, these views that we speak of on our podcast are 100% our own and not those associated to anyone from Luton Town Football Club. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome to Owen the Town. My name's Dave. Thanks for joining us tonight. We leave it late again, but the Hatters secure another point towards survival as Luke Berry scores yet another vital goal for Luton Town. We're going to talk in more detail about the 1-1 draw with Nottingham Forest at the weekend. And talking of Nottingham Forest, we now know that they've been punished. Just a measly 4 points deduction. You'd think they'd be happy with that, but no, they are going to appeal against this. So we don't know where we're going to be. We'll be talking about that again and again and again. Talking about Luke Berry earlier, he's in our player focus this week as he creates history for Luton Town, becoming the first player to score in all four divisions. And of course, we have your three-word reviews and much, much more. And with me this evening, I have, as always, Steve. And Darren, you're back for another try.
Yes, good evening. Yeah. I'll keep going as much as you'll have me.
Yeah, you're welcome all the time. I think we should start on the topical bit. I think we should start before we talk about the game, which, you know, frustrated me again. But can we talk about the Forest points deduction? I think a lot of people were thinking, well, Everton got six. Why wouldn't Forest get six? Mm-hmm. And it's not the case. 4 points, it puts them 1 point below us right now. And I know we can't rely on the points deductions to survive. But should we be disappointed that they haven't been deducted? Is it fair? Does it feel, if I was an Everton fan, I'd be bloody fuming.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. They all feel harshly done by. I mean, it's literally just happened as we're recording this, so it's still new. But just driving home from work this evening, listening to Radio 5. Now, 25 players allowed in a Premier League squad, okay? They signed 30 players in that summer. Just in that one summer, they signed 30. So they were promoted from the Championship with a load of loan players, i.e. players that they couldn't afford to buy, couldn't afford to pay the wages. So, you know, was that a justified promotion? You know, it wasn't a Nottingham Forest side. You know, so, you know, you could look at it that way. £34.5 million over the threshold. Okay, and apparently they were allowed 2 points for the Brennan Johnson transfer because it just missed the deadline, apparently. Now, these owners, foreign owners, but they've come from a football background. So they know what the score is. You know, they're not naive. Oh, sorry, we made a mistake. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what the rules were. And they just went balls out. Oh, let's see how many players we can buy. You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was it O'Brien from Huddersfield? They signed him and he didn't even get into their Premier League squad that time. And again, I think because of the timings, he couldn't go out on loan or something. So they completely screwed some of their own new purchases over as well. But no, it's just been a blatant disregard of the rules and it looks like they got away with it.
Do you think, Darren, that when they change the rules in the summer, they'll come back and still fight it? In fact, before we say about that, do you think they should be even allowed to appeal this six? It was much, much less than than Everton.
I cannot believe they're even thinking of appealing this. It's bonkers. We all sat here saying over the last couple of weeks, surely it's going to be six.
Yeah.
I think where they've been up front and all being nicey-nicey, oh, look, we broke the rules, we're telling all about it, let's have 2 points off. Mm. And actually, when I heard the news, I thought, okay, well, we know where we stand now. This isn't going to go beyond the end of the season because that's it. Mm-hmm. They're going to accept that. We know what we're dealing with. None of this nonsense of you don't know where you're going to finish.
Yeah.
As you were saying, as I was driving around here, then I turned up and then you said, they're going to appeal it.
Yeah.
I mean, the balls on them is unreal. I cannot believe that. I mean, no. I think you said something, Dave, where if they appeal it and it goes wrong, it should go up to six.
Yeah. You know, if you do like a frivolous appeal on a red card, they say, right, well, you're going to have an extra game now.
Yeah.
Then it should be something like that. But
I think I would actually point out here, I think the thing that narks me the most is the fact that Listen, I don't want people to have points deductions at all. What industry allows you to lose that much money per year? And teams like Manchester City are getting away with it and they're reaping the rewards from it. Yeah. And their fans are going to have, and don't blame the fans here.
No.
The fans are going to have memories forever. So look, fans will feel hard done by. But I point you back to when we had our 30 points deducted. There's no right to appeal.
No.
You won't be able to play league football ever again if you don't accept it.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is wrong.
Yeah, if we were looking to appeal, we would not have got our golden ticket back.
And I think for that reason and that reason alone, I don't think any team should be allowed to appeal.
Mm. No. Just, if you break the rules, you break the rules. There's your punishment.
They knew it, though, as well, Darren. They also knew damn well what they were doing.
What you said earlier about admitting guilt, we did that, and we got nothing for it. Are you telling me that they reduced it from 50 down to 30 because we helped them with their... And we was honest, and we shopped ourselves, really.
Mm-hmm.
Probably stupid to do that, but, you know, we did.
Where's the deterrent? Mm. It is absolutely ludicrous. Do you know, and this, well, this whole last week sums up being a Luton fan, doesn't it? But we, you know, we're getting a little bit upset by it because it could affect us. It could end up meaning we may go down. And imagine if we finish a point behind Forest and you go, well, it should have been six, but we're one behind, they would have gone. You don't even want to think about it. But this whole wanting to stay in this league and then this happens, you go, I don't even know if I want to be part of this nonsense anymore. Because this bloody league,
yeah,
they make it up as they go along.
At times it staggers you, the level of incompetence, whether it's on the field or off the field. I mean, worse than your scenario that you just said there, Darren, how about we finish a point above them outside of it and then they appeal and get a point back or something like that. You know, that's even worse. You know, it's just going to be...
Well, then
whichever way it's going to unfold, it's going to be court cases, isn't it, surely?
If that happens, there will be a court case for certain. Mm. And... there'll be no way out of it because they'll just say, if it happens, well, unlucky Luton, down you go. I think we've got bigger things to think about than the points deductions anyway, but I am thinking now that they've literally given them that little bit more of a lifeline than we wanted them to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, the table now, Brentford's got 26, Everton 25, we've got 22, Forest 21, Burnley are not out of this now,
no,
17
no.
points, and Sheffield United... I'd be very surprised if they managed to get off the bottom.
Yeah.
Very bottom, you know. There's a couple of fan thoughts that producer Jacob's put in the running order tonight. All this thing that J-Mo says, all this says to teams is breaking the rules and overspending equates to winning a draw in deductions. Where's the punishment?
Yeah.
They've signed 50 players in two seasons of the Premier League and deducting a win and a draw is deemed the punishment. Mm. And you think... If you've got crap loads of money behind your team and that you know that it's not going to be much more than that, you'll risk anything to get into Europe or win the FA Cup or stay in the division. Dave says something we've already said. It should be six as per Everton, but I think this was reduced to avoid an appeal. Let's hope that's communicated to Forest. So if they do appeal, it's increased. And again, I totally agree with that.
Yep.
And he's actually put on the end that we actually need to win some games now. So it's always in our own hands. So points deductions aside, it's in our own hands. I just think... Probably we expected too much from the authorities.
Yeah, but I think we was only looking from what had already happened with Everton.
Yeah, but there's the point, though. If you're an Everton fan now, Darren, of course, you're just fuming about, you know, that what chance are they getting more points back?
I think I'd be furious if I was an Everton fan, full stop.
Yeah, and who knows what's coming next for them? It's literally roll a dice. It's making it up as they go, isn't it? I don't know. I think if I was an Everton fan, I'd be a bit disgruntled.
But the thing is, you think about the money that's involved in, you know, call it what you want, industry or the league. You think about the money sloshing around there and this level of bloody incompetence. You know, it's a shambles.
Yeah.
The problem is that all the top clubs, all of them, without exception, are making a loss, aren't they? All of them. And they're allowed a permitted loss, yet they get billions of pounds coming into their club.
Mm.
They changed the financial fair play, or whatever you're going to call it these days, to income related. And then they ring fence their division. They just ring fence it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get Manchester City doing the last six FA Cup semi-finals?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have done that without their cash.
No.
Not at all. And, you know, had they had points deductions and they couldn't spend, maybe they wouldn't be as dominant as they are. again, listen, I'm going to say this again. Don't blame the fans. It's not their fault. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the ride if you're supporting your team, and that's happening. I go with that all day long. I just feel that it gets to a point where fairness is never going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Never. Never, ever. That's depressed me.
That being said, just one point for me, though. When we got the, you read out the table as it stands now. All right. Didn't know about points deductions, but if you'd said at the start of the season, come March,
yeah,
the international break in March, we're going to be just outside the relegation zone by point, you'd take that. It's a 9-game season.
Yeah, exactly. No, absolutely we'd take it because we're not cut adrift, Garth Crooks. So,
Being relegated by Christmas.
No.
Or even relegated by Christmas.
Yeah, because they're relevated.
Yeah, I know.
Excellent.
I haven't had a drink yet. I'm having, when you two go, I'm just getting on it.
You know, and there's teams there, Brentford, Everton. I mean, nobody's in any kind of form down the bottom there. You know,
makes it even more annoying for me not getting something from the Bournemouth game and also losing at home to Burnley very early on and losing at home to Sheffield United. 9 points there and we're dreaming of safety easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We need a miracle, and I think the miracle is going to start at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but we'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
Let's look at your three... I mean, points deductions aside, we'll come back to it if we need to at some point in the future. If you've got any comments on that, please just leave it in the review below if you're watching on YouTube, or just send us something on our social media and we might take you into account next time we talk about it. Three road reviews from Saturday, Nottingham Forest, Luton 1, Nottingham Forest 1. Sam says, late show continues... Ed, massive late point. Matt says, never give up. Stepsy, every point matters. Ollie, Pelly's best performance. Aid, international break needed. Adam, we're still in this. I put the we in there, so Adam said still in this. Justin, goal line clearances. And Nick, super sub, Barry. Do you want to take one each?
I want two.
No, I was going to... Well, we may have the same, so I'm going to go...
have one or two.
I'm going to have Justin and Aid. I think Justin, goal line clearances,
yeah,
which were huge. And I think there was a big talk after the Bournemouth game that, you know, are the players tracking back? Are they giving absolutely everything to get back, clear that line, defend?
Yeah.
And I think... Did Edwards maybe mention it in an interview
somewhere? Yeah, he did, yeah.
So clearly, I mean, you watch Reece Burke for his one... I think he was just involved in the play. It went around him and he just turned and sprinted.
Because he sprinted to the goal line sort of behind Kaminski. I mean, both of them were absolutely sensational bits of defending, weren't they? Just as good as a goal. They were absolutely fantastic.
And you'd think as professional players they'd be doing that anyway, but maybe they just need reminding or a little bit of a result against Bournemouth to go, no, you need to go that extra mile. So goal line clearances, ultimately... They're as good as a goal, the other end. And where the defence have been getting a bit of stick lately, they deserve a bit of praise there. My other one was Aid, international break needed. Oh, my word, do we need this break?
Yeah. But the sounds coming out of the club, whether it's gamesmanship or not, I don't think there's many people coming back, though. The majority of them, apparently, are long-term breaks. So it gets some energy levels into who we've got.
That's the one.
But... Yeah.
Sorry, Steve, to interrupt you, but we have looked sort of, and I don't like to say about professional athletes, but like at Bournemouth, we at the end of the Bournemouth game, we looked done.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes before half time, we looked done.
Yeah, it was really tough. And this game as well, on Saturday, I thought we looked a bit leggy in times. But again, like you can't sort of criticise their performance that way because they put everything into it.
Exactly. And what I was going to say is, Elijah is such a big miss more than attacking-wise. You know, our press starts so much higher up the pitch and so much more aggressively when he's in the side. And it almost gives them like a 10-yard starting point where they can start attacking us. So, you know, there is that. But remember when we lost to Huddersfield in the playoffs, all of our players, they just broke down. They were obviously all, you know... worked themselves to the bone, and they just all broke down. It just feels like we're there again.
Yeah, no, I'd agree.
It's a shame. But my one, if I may, Pelly's best performance.
Pelly actually came in for Hashi at the weekend. So
yeah.
I would tell you that when he came on, I genuinely thought he needs to put in a shift here because I felt he was like Oh, this could sound terrible, Pelly, if you're listening. I don't mean it this way. But at Bournemouth when he came on, I just thought he wasn't in the game at all.
He does mean it this way, Pelly.
And he wasn't in the game at all. And I'm thinking he's running around. He's not getting to the right positions. He's not doing it right. But maybe because I was frustrated with what was happening that night. Mm. However, having said that, Saturday, he was bang on, wasn't he?
I mean, I've felt on quite a lot of Pelly's performances that he's sort of just been going around the pitch without being involved in it, you know, and he's sort of shadowing a player or, you know, marking someone in that. But, you know, he got on the ball. He was really strong on the ball. You know, there were several times where he was really strong, holding the guy off, you know, pushing his back into him and stuff like that. He was making passes. You could see he really wanted to make an influence on the game, and that was brilliant until he was shoved into the advertising boards.
And we know the step up to Premier League is difficult.
Yeah.
And actually then to come on in a game, I can't think off the top of my head how many games has he started, or has he all his appearances been subbed?
They're going to say there can't be many starts. No,
to start a game is easier, and maybe that just helped him through. But yeah, we saw a better Pelly, didn't we?
Yeah, much better. I mean, but wasn't that an awful challenge when he was shoved in at the advertising boards?
Any other day of the week, that's a yellow card all day long. I don't care if it was shoulder to shoulder; it was too aggressive. We've seen them given as yellow cards all day long. But then again, let's not talk about the referee, because we'd have another half an hour to talk about how poor his performance was.
Well, can we just say another weak, incompetent performance? I mean, both sets of fans were mocking him. So just another crap referee.
Well, that and VAR do my head in.
Yeah.
Do my head in. It's the Premier League, though. And you know what? You could talk about his foul, Darren. Barkley's foul, inverted commas, right?
Oh, it was ferocious. He's lucky he didn't break his leg.
It's criminal.
So, you know, that one went on, didn't it? You were thinking no foul?
What? Do you know what? It's the fact the ref even took a second or 2 seconds and then went, yeah, I'm going to give that. I am relatively, but I know we sit in the Kenilworth Road end, Steve. But I was, not only was I out my seat, we have a barrier, we're by the walkway. I was up on the barrier and you don't want to know what was coming out of my mouth. You can't even fathom where he...
Well, do you reckon the ref was going, oh, this will get him going? Watch this, lads. Yeah.
We're going to run out of time if we carry on moment. But we talk about Premier League fouls because we've talked about them before in this podcast. And you've got to buy one sometimes, right? So think about that decision when Ross was given that. And then a little bit later, there's a foul against us. It was given against us. And then a little bit later, I think it was Ross Barkley got chopped and he rolled about 3 times and then the referee blew.
Yeah. Sometimes,
and it was the same in the FA Cup games over the weekend, sometimes you've got to sell it, but you shouldn't need to. And that's what we are in this Premier League. Yeah. We've said before, there's little touches and they know how to sell those free kicks, and it's terrible. I thought we started quite brightly at the weekend. I thought we got on it fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Again, Darren, Barkley's firing a couple of shots in there and you're thinking, well, maybe it's going to be our day.
Yeah, I thought the first 10, 15 minutes, it seemed like Barkley was playing a little further forwards. Whether that was deliberate, Pelly was in behind a little bit, so it released Barkley a little bit. But, I mean, he was a man. I mean, he's superb this season, but he was a man possessed that first 10, 15 minutes. Skimmed the post, didn't he?
Yeah, because I think it was his second shot, hit the post. Yeah, he wanted it, didn't he?
Yeah, and it was a great start. I thought, Edwards has been asking for the crowd to be up and everything. I thought it was really good atmosphere and it got the lads going.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether Forrest clicked on that or something happened, but then Barkley sort of then sat a little bit deeper, went alongside Pelly, or they put someone on him and nullified him a little bit. But first 10, 15, it was really, really positive. And you're kind of thinking this is hopefully only going to go one way.
Yeah.
On our preview show with Dave Asprey from Nottingham Forest and Bataro, we talked about the threat of their strikers. And Bataro said Wood is always getting in against us. Mm-hmm. And again, he was the guy that scored the goal. Now, firstly, from where I was standing, I was hoping for a linesman's flag for offside. Mm-hmm. Don't know. But you had a better view of that than me. Could we have done any better defending that, Steve? Or was it just a good goal?
Well, it was a good cross. I think Edwards would always say, on every goal, we can do something better. I mean, he put it away nicely. You know, I don't think there was anything the keeper could do about it. But, again, it was just a sucker punch when we were on top. What was it, one of their first or second chance of the whole game, and they've put it away. It just seems to be that clinical bit where other teams seem to put it away more often.
Yeah. Can I go back to... I did think initially it was offside when it came over. It must have been very, very close. Mm. But I know I sat here last week and said about Doughty playing the ball, like playing it simple, going back to Saturday, Sunday league football. Does Kaminski just need to kick that into touch rather than playing it down the line? He was quite far out of his box and you think, all right, if it's going to go, it goes, and then you reset. He's kind of lobbed it back up to the halfway line. They've nodded it back through, straight through, and
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? It's again, it kind of came from there. It's...
Maybe. I think that's a hindsight one. I don't think he done anything outrageously wrong on that one, to be honest with you.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing. And we go 1-0 down. It's exactly what you don't want to happen on match day, especially this one, because, you know, before the points deduction, we're all thinking we could be there could be six and we could be now 9 points in front of them. Mm. As it is, we would have been 4 points in front of them. Still a better thing. And then, I don't know, we just couldn't create anything after that for a little bit, could we? They were just stopping us all of the time. And I thought that Nottingham Forest got more into the game as it went on.
That they did, and it seemed to me as if Barkley was getting frustrated, because then he was going deeper to get the ball off the defenders. He was trying to, you know, for the right reasons, he was trying to influence the game too much, but maybe from the wrong area. And, you know, there was a number of times where there was no one for him to pass to. Ogbene, he's got to have more belief in his pace. The 83rd minute was one of the first times that he went to the fullback and he said, I'm going to do you on the outside and get a cross in. 83rd minute. The amount of times he would run and then just play it inside. He's got to have more belief in himself, because he's got it.
I can see you nodding your head.
Yeah, it's exactly what I've been saying for weeks, Steve. Mm. You see these Premier League wingers and everything, and they drive and drive and drive into the box and, you know, generate a foul or create chances. He's almost too nice. Mm. The amount of times he gets down there, checks, comes back in.
Yep.
But it's not even a quick check and back in. He puts his foot on the ball, we slow it down and everything. And I'm thinking, just go. Because you're right, I had it in my mind, 83rd minute. Yeah. And that lad got booked.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And far too often, when we do get a fullback booked, we don't play on it and we don't...
No, that's right. That's right. Because, you know, if he'd have been doing that from the outset, but, you know, say you got booked 15, 20, he's then got to deal with the whole game differently from that point.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I just feel that he doesn't have total belief in his pace or ability, and he should have, because he's the bollocks.
We thought we'd equalised when Tedden put the ball in the back of the net. Struck it well. Mm. I was in ecstasy for a bit, looks across, and then you're seeing the referee tapping his arm. Bit dodgy. I hate the handball rule. Also, can I just say, from where I sit, you can't see that the VAR are looking at anything.
Yeah. From our end, we couldn't tell, could we?
No, but he gave it instantly, though, the ref, which doesn't mean it's the right decision, but it was pretty much instant, wasn't
it? Yeah, and the ball didn't go up, VAR check. No. They seemed to count it out quite quickly, but...
He had his hand to his ear. He had his feet like this, like to say, I want you to check it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a quick check, so you kind of think, it must have been really obvious.
Yeah.
But not about you boys, but... I've only watched it back a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it was that obvious.
It isn't obvious, but there was one angle where I thought, yeah, it has hit his arm on the way down.
I would also say, though, it was more of his midriff than his arm. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt. And I think it was extremely unlucky. But, you know, these are the things we have to deal with in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So it's, we don't go in at 1-0. I think we go in at 1-0, we go on, we win the game, without a shadow of a doubt. Mm-hmm. Second half, though, well, look, Doughty had to go off. I think he was knackered from Wednesday.
Yep, and this is what we were saying a few minutes ago about all the players sort of running on empty, and that's when you get problems. You know, it seems to be like the hamstrings are starting to go and that, and it's a real problem. I mean, because everyone's saying, oh, Doughty's knackered, he's knackered, and he may well have been, but his style of running and playing anyway, it's quite a language.
He's
sort
the least looking footballer.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's clear that they are really sort of they're putting everything in, and it's becoming a lot for them.
England international, Tiedemann Mengi coming up. How much do we have to thank him? 7 minutes a second half, Darren, for that clearance.
Massively, massively. And I know you were touching on it earlier about how important it was. That's the reason why he's got his call up, because he's absolutely superb. I know
he's a warrior, isn't he?
He's an absolute warrior. Don't forget, this lad came in as a backup. You know, it was one for the future. Mm. And okay, first on the team list, we don't have loads out there. But I think even if they're all fit, he's in, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's in. And quite rightly, even with about 15 to go, I was turning around to Paul, who I sit with, and I'm like, there's your man of the match. You know, yeah. he was phenomenal. He's had a few tough weeks, especially since the Man City, you know, Haaland.
Yeah, but he can do that.
You can only learn from
best.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly, and he has, and it hasn't. He's still going strong. Superb performance on Saturday.
I mean, he's a natural leader as well. I mean, when he'd done the clearance, first thing he'd done was turn around. I think it was Ogbeni let the guy through a bit too easily. He tore into him with that. So, you know, there's a real determination to succeed from him. There really is.
And actually, when you then hear he gets called up to the under-21s, you realise how young he is.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about him throughout the season, how he's progressed, matured and been so strong and fast and that. And he's a young lad. I mean, this has got to be his first sort of real full season of proper football.
He's got a huge weight on his shoulders.
I just hope we've tied him into a good contract. Mm-hmm. That means that when he does move on, because he will, you know, we get a good fee for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, you're looking towards the bench, you're thinking, who can we bring on? You know, we need some inspiration, and on comes, I want to say, Mr. Reliable, really. Luke Berry, I mean... He scored some perfect goals for us.
Well, again, about 15 minutes ago, I'm like, why is Berry not coming on? Like, get him on. I must admit, I got a bit angry when he brought him on for Clark.
Right,
and I'm like, we're chasing it. Just get a defender off, get Berry on. Mm. We just need to go for it at that stage. And
yeah.
I was sort of doing my own nutting, but we needed to get him on. I was surprised. What time did he come on? It was
4 minutes to go.
4 minutes to go. All right, we know we're going to have another 4 or 5 after that. But you think
you want to give him 20, 25?
He's got a warm up.
Yeah,
yeah, Berry is a 20 minute sub. You know, the classic Nathan Jones 72 minute sub.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The thing I love about Berry, he's just got a natural instinct. The stuff that you cannot coach. You know, the way he hits the penalty area late. You know, the little pockets of space that he finds, it's just instinctive. And then he's got great technical ability. I mean, the goal on Saturday, you know, he swiveled in a tight area and put it away with his wrong foot. You know, a nice clean strike. And, you know, can you imagine if he had pace? You know, it'd just be absolutely frightening what he'd be capable of. I mean, I've seen so many runs that he's made through the years. You know, you think, look at that. You know, it's just a brilliant run, but he couldn't quite get there because of, you know, pace and that. But again, throughout the season, I've said our most intelligent player in the squad, and I firmly believe that. And it was just brilliant that he got that goal. Because every manager has said one of the best pros that they've ever worked with never caused a single problem. And just brilliant.
I want to add, actually, that Reece Burke played out of his socks as well. He nodded it down.
Sorry, Dave, we're talking about Pelle having his best game.
Yeah.
Arguably, that was possibly Reece Burke's best game for us as well. When you think of the goal line clearance, the assist.
And hasn't it come in the nick of time that we've got a run of games out of him? Because until recently, we hadn't had 5 games on the trot out of him since he joined us. Right in the nick of time that we've managed to find a level of sort of fitness reliability from him.
I mean, with hindsight now, we're happy to get a point. It's better than no points at all. And it's everything to play for. It's still in our own hands, and I think that's the most important thing. It's still in our own hands.
It is, but you feel it's another little opportunity that's probably gone. One of the key ones that we really wanted to get the 3. You know, it just feels it's just a little opportunity that's gone.
It was, but I was always in the do not lose category. I know there was must win or do not lose. Mm. For me, it was a do not lose, and we didn't.
You will never achieve in life, Darren, with that attitude.
I was going to just put me off there now, Steve. I was just thinking about do not lose, must win and all that else, but it's in our own hands. We've got some of these people. Yeah. We've just got to match Nottingham Forest's results. That's it.
We have. And, you know, we had a little look before we came on air. All the teams down there have got to play a lot of the others. Yeah. So it's going to be a massive free for all, isn't it?
There's going to be lots of teams dropping points. It's just whether they all drop the same amount or whether one particular team's going to drop a lot. Mm. I know Everton have got to play a lot of them.
I think the worst thing is that we have two away fixtures. Forest have two home fixtures and they're quite winnable for them. Palace and Fulham at home, and we're Spurs and Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that 1 point will be gone by then.
Yeah, Fulham are very capable of turning teams over. I mean, they've done Spurs.
Everton have Bournemouth and Newcastle. Mm. And Everton have been not winning. They've not been doing it. So I think them and Brentford, Man United and Brighton, before you know it, and Villa. Brentford, Man United and Villa.
I just don't see Everton scoring a lot of goals.
So, look, keep the faith. You never know what might happen. There's still time for us to deal with it. And it's still in our own hands. We've not been cut away yet. I was going to say that else as well, but
we've got to talk about Luke Berry at some point.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Luke Berry, but there was something else I was going to tell you. It'll come back to me. I'll just bung it in at the wrong time. Let's have a look at Luke Berry then. We asked him about the player favourites. How have you rated his cameos this season? And I will start with Darren. What's been your favourite goal of his over the years?
I think his cameo has been very limited. Like we say, he came on 4 minutes ago. I know there's injury time and that, but he's not getting the 20 minutes necessarily. So I think he's been a bit unlucky, really, because, you know, there's been games that we've been chasing, all right, we've scored late goals and things. So I think he could have had more minutes. Mm-hmm. Edwards certainly likes him, so I'm surprised he hasn't gone for him.
I think Edwards sees Clark ahead of Berry, though, which is why he probably wanted to give Clark the minutes to get back to match fitness.
He probably is, but Clark doesn't get the goals like Berry gets. Like we said, he's in the right place. Johnny on the spot, isn't he? And, you know, and for everything he's done for the club, you know, I've got a soft spot for number eights anyway, and he's like our number eight, you know. I absolutely love Berry. Love him for everything he's done for us.
Favourite goal then?
I say my favourite goal, but the one that springs out to mind is classic Luke Berry, is Blackburn away, mm-hmm. 2021 season. He came on late and scored two.
Yeah.
Okay, it was early.
Combined distance of about 3 metres, wasn't it?
And that's Luke Berry. Comes on in the right place and scores two good goals. Mm. And so that initially springs to mind. Again, obviously, who did he score against in that game?
Kaminsky.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, he's improved, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you've got the hat-trick against Stevenage, and that was a high-quality one. I can't remember the opponent. It might have been Peterborough. The goal he scored is at the Oak Road end, and the ball came to him with his back to goal, and he sort of turned almost, you know, to sort of like 10 o'clock, turned right round inside the guy in one swoop, and then just passed it away with his left foot. You know, it was just his complete awareness of how close the guy was behind him, where the space was, and he just done it in one move, just an outrageous turn, and just passed it away. Composure.
Do you know what I loved as well? When you watch him on Match of the Day, he was all of us, wasn't he? You saw his face. He was that kid at home going, I've just scored a Premier League goal and I'm on Match of the Day, you know, and it just made it all a bit
and
more.
And he talks so much about how much he loves it at Luton, and that's great. You've got to love that.
And let's not forget he had a horrific injury.
Yeah.
You know.
He did, didn't he? You forget about that, don't you? To come back from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then get back in there and playing at the top level is amazing.
Yeah.
Just on a thing, let's say we stay up, right? Which is, you know, let's say we stay up, everyone, because we're going to.
We're going to stay up.
Thank you. Does he get another season with us?
I think so. If he wants to stay in that capacity, I think so. I can understand him wanting to play more regularly. It might be that if there's more money available for players, then it pushes him down a little bit more, which would be a real shame. You know, it is a natural development in it of a club, you know, if it's moving forwards. But it'd be a real shame because, you know, it's just those little moments and he's the most likely on the bench to come up with that moment more regularly.
What you don't want to do is then end up him going out on loan or something like that because he just isn't getting near the squad, let alone the team. And that'd be a sort of sad way to finish it.
Yeah.
Well, so
I hope not. I hope he has a game where he scores that vital goal, keep us up.
Absolutely.
We asked you guys, Luke Berry, have you rated his cameos this season? What's been your favourite goal over the years? Ian says, ever since he joined us, he's been an integral part of the team and now squad. His first goals for us were a hat-trick on my birthday in 2017 versus Stevenage. Has popped up with a number of important goals since. Don't let him go. Joe says, always a great game changer and comes up with vital goals. Millwall at home last season will always be my favourite goal of his. Simple turn and shoot into the bottom corner late in the game. A great servant over the years. Everything's saying the same. Dom, think he should be coming on earlier in games when we're behind or level. He's always been aggressive, front-footed and carries a goal threat. My favourite goal is a third goal in the 7-1 thrashing against Stevenage.
Yeah, third one was a
beaut. It's always good to beat them. Hopefully you never have to play them again.
Yeah.
Steve says he's got to be one of the most underrated players we've had at the club. My favourite goal of his would be the late equaliser at Blackburn from Jerome's knockdown. Gavin says, to be honest, his cameos this season have been absolutely useless. Sorry, Gavin. We often joke in our section that he hasn't touched the ball in the Premier League. However, his goal yesterday was well taken and he was right man, right place. Excuse me. Right man, right place when we looked like we were never going to score an undeserved equaliser. I think the Premier League is too much for him, and had we not had the injuries, he probably wouldn't have got any game time. Well, we're all about entitled to our opinions, Gavin. And
it's finished on a happy one then.
Do you know what?
Thanks, Jacob.
If I'd have pre-read those, I'd have done them in a different order. But Gavin, well done for you. No, listen, it's a valid opinion. Everyone's have opinions. We don't have to agree with them all the time, and he doesn't have to agree with ours. So you know, fair play to you. Luke Berry's probably got a future at the club for a little bit longer. I hope he stays. I hope he scores that really crucial goal, and then Gavin comes back on and says, "Well, I take it all back."
he may have scored the crucial goal.
Yep. We'll see, won't we? We'll see.
A little bit of club news. Obviously, Tottenham and Arsenal tickets are out at the moment, like 3,000. So those of you that don't get one when they're a smaller allocation may well be able to get into the stadium. Let's get up there and support the team. Diamond Player of the Month was our goalkeeper, Thomas Kaminski. Deserves that. He's played Do you know, it's been a long time since you sat there and gone, actually, we've got a class keeper in, hasn't it?
And again, another player that's really grown into the season, you know, started to believe, started to feel more at home and accomplished. And the amount of critical key saves that he's made is, you know, we've said that we've basically been in every game this season, and that's down to the amount of critical saves that he's made.
Yeah. Tedden and Luke Berry got in the Premier League Team of the Week, which is amazing as well, given that, you know, well, that many Premier League games on, obviously, but they still got into the team. But thoroughly deserved for Mengi. Thoroughly deserved.
Yep. Yeah.
And a bit of sad news, really, especially for us older supporters. Luton Town legend Ron Bainham passed away. I mean, to be fair, age 94, had a good innings there, but he appeared in goal 434 times for Luton. He was England's oldest surviving international at the time of his death.
That would be another one that will sadden my dad.
Yeah, it would sadden your dad because, you know, he'd have been there watching him all of the time. And there'll be some older supporters that will remember him. And, you know, it's always sad when you lose someone.
Yeah.
I just thought we'd, you know, pass our condolences to his family.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, you know, have good memories of him, and we'll give him a nice big round of applause when we're next at the Kenilworth Road.
Exactly.
And just one more thing. Kenilworth Road is hosting the Women's National Cup Final. Hashtag United. And Newcastle United.
Yeah.
I might go.
We'll see.
Is there any football on?
Don't know. Can I just quickly say hello to Graham Sheridan? Had a chat with him after the game on the way back to the car. So he's a keen listener and that, which we'll appreciate. So hello to Graham. And a lad that come and chatted when we were doing the buy one, get one free, which the club was strongly endorsing before the game.
And I think they should do it every week.
Exactly. And he gave Dave his name. Dave's forgotten.
No. You are. Okay. I'm not taking responsibility.
But anyway, you know who you are. So hello, mate. And it's appreciated that you listen.
International break time's coming up, so we won't be recording next week unless we've got something to talk about, and then we will. We're back after that, after the Tottenham game. If you've got tickets, I'll see you there, hopefully. Thank you for listening. Thank you, guys, for coming up as well. It's cool. As always, been a pleasure. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. It does really, really help our cause. And we'll see you again very soon. Take care.
See you soon.